There's up to 20 of them now that are removed from their homes. So it is, you know, utter disruption for the people living in this area. There's no explanation as to why this has happened. All it's served on the community has been a day of distress and disruption. And really, those people behind these types of incidents really need to wise up and go home.
Now, we understand the device was left on the windscreen of a car. Do we know yet if it was viable or at what stage the investigation or removal process is at?
Well, details are very scarce at the minute, I have to say. I suppose just dealing with the residents directly, their priority is to get back safely into their homes as speedily as possible. They're angry that this has happened in their street. You know, this is a quiet, small street, a very close-knit community as well, too, I have to say. So they're angry and they're questioning the rationale why anybody, you know, to further any kind of particular objective would submit or subject residents to this kind of disruption in their lives. So what we need to do is move quickly to ensure that the area is opened up again and that residents can return to their home.